There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL draft this year. My name is Ben Solak, and I host the Ringer NFL Draft Show with Danny Kelly, Danny Heifetz, and Greg Horlbeck. We cover trades, free agency, and the draft, which is, obviously. We'll tell you about everything, which includes which quarterbacks are good, which quarterbacks are bad, and which quarterbacks are just Kirk Cousins. That is the Ringer NFL Draft Show. Search the Ringer NFL Draft Show on Spotify.
It's the Ringer's Philly Special, presented by FanDuel. April showers bring a loaded sports calendar, and FanDuel is the place to bet on it all. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub. Filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and get paid instantly when you win. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hungry dogs run fast.
It's truly a Philly thing here.
Welcome to the Ringers Philly Special. Sheil Kapadi here. Trade rumors flying on a Saturday before free agency. So I decided, you know what? Come on here, do a quick solo pod, get some thoughts out there, get the rumors out there and react to them. So here's what we got going on. Saturday morning, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network reported that the Eagles are having trade calls on defensive end Josh Sweat. Diana Rossini of The Athletic then followed up, reported that the Eagles have been shopping both Josh Sweat and Hassan Reddick and look for them, the Eagles that is, to aggressively pursue Jets rotational pass rusher Bryce Huff in free agency. So what's new here? I mean, we knew Reddick was on the market. We've talked on this podcast about the potential of keeping Reddick and trading Sweat. You have that potential for that to happen. Now you also have the, you know, it could be you trade both those guys and move into something completely different. So let's answer the key questions here. Number one, why would the Eagles trade Josh Sweat? Typically premium position, mid to late 20s. Those are not guys that Howie Roseman gets rid of. However, it could be a situation where you look and you say, all right, what could we get for Reddick? We know Reddick either wants a new contract or we're going to have to trade him, at least most likely outcomes there. Maybe you're not getting what you thought you were going to get for Reddick and you say, you know what? Maybe we hold on to Reddick and we see what we can get for Josh Sweat. I've made the argument on this podcast before that I think Josh Sweat nets you more in a trade than Hassan Reddick. The reasoning for that, Josh Sweat entering his age 27 season, Hassan Reddick entering his age 30 season. Hassan Reddick has been a free agent twice, and his market has not been as robust as you might think, given his production. I talked about this with EJ Smith on the pod. I mean, if I just did the numbers side by side, I would tell you Hassan Reddick has been a far more productive player. Even on film, Hassan Reddick has been a better player. But when you're talking about the view of the entire NFL and what they look for and traits and scheme fit and upside and age and all those things, I think Josh Sweat gets you more than Hassan Reddick in a trade. So both these guys are entering the final years of their contract. So if you know, hey, we're not signing both these guys to extensions, which I think is the most likely case here, is you're not bringing both those guys back. Maybe you're catering the personnel to Vic Fangio. He says, you know what? I don't need both these guys. These guys don't fit exactly what I want to do. And so you gauge what each player could get and you make a decision from there. So I think that's the reasoning for having these talks about Josh Sweat. I mean, you know, they have talks on, they will have talks on almost every player. And certainly when you're having a defensive scheme change and you don't like what you saw from this position, really in the second half of last season with those two guys specifically, Sweat, his production really trailed off in the second half of last season. You look, you explore, you say, all right, what could we get for these guys? So that's number one. All right, number two, what would Josh Sweat net in a potential trade? I think he gets you a top 50 pick. On Twitter, I said, I think he gets you a first rounder. A lot of people yelled at me, but let's look at the history a little bit here, okay, with edge rushers. First of all, this is a premium position. This is a spot where teams will pay up in free agency. The salaries continue to rise. Nick Bosa got $34 million per year before last season. He is the highest paid non-quarterback in the entire NFL. So that's one. You have to look at how teams view just edge pass rusher. Demand outweighs supply, and teams want these guys, specifically younger guys who have had production. So I'm looking at two players when I look at the comps for Josh Sweat. Number one, Montez Sweat. The Commanders traded Montez Sweat to the Bears for the 40th overall pick during last season. Now, keep in mind, Montez Sweat was not under contract beyond 2023. The Bears knew they needed to trade for him and then pay him. Now, a lot of times that becomes part of the deal. You know, if you're the Bears, you talk to his agent, hey, what's it going to take? Okay, we're willing to go there. And you kind of unofficially agree to those terms. Then you make the trade and then you're able to pay the player once you get him so that you're not surprised and that those contract demands don't change. So I know that that's part of it, but at the same time, they had to pay Montez Sweat a lot of money. I mean, they paid him $24.5 million per year. They paid him like a top five edge rusher. So as part of that compensation, when you're giving up a second round pick, the 40th overall pick, sometimes the appeal for trading a player is that, hey, he's under a great contract for the team and we don't have to pay him for 2 years or for 3 years. And so, all right, we'll give up a little bit more draft compensation. That wasn't the case here. The Bears knew, all right, we have to, not only do we have to give up a second round pick, but we also are going to have to pay him at or near the top of the market. And they went ahead and they still did it. So what was Montez Sweat's production like? How does it compare to Josh Sweat? Montez Sweat in his previous three seasons had a total of 22 sacks. Okay. He had never been a double digit sack guy. He was in his age 27 season. So 22 sacks in the previous three seasons, age 27. How does that compare to Josh Sweat? Josh Sweat is entering his age 27 season in 2024. His previous three seasons, 25 sacks. So more sack production than Montez Sweat, and the age and the production are comparable. Listen, I'm not telling you it's only sacks. Obviously, there's other stuff. There's pressure. There's QB hits. There's film. All those things. I would conclude that Montez Sweat and Josh Sweat by the league are viewed as pretty similar players. I would think they're in that same category of pass rusher, of edge defender. Now, with Montez Sweat, you were getting half a season before you had to pay him on the new deal. With Josh Sweat, you are getting him for a full season for $16 million per Jason Fitzgerald of Over the Cap. So you get him for $16 million for this season. And then you have to come to a contract extension. You presumably, if you're giving up draft capital, then you want to come to a contract extension with Josh Sweat, which is going to be probably, you know, in that Montez Sweat range, I would think around $22 to $24 million per season when you look at the edge rusher market. Again, Nick Bosa, $34 million per year. This is a position where guys make a lot of money on the open market, or if you want to keep your own guys, you have to pay them a lot of money. So I see Josh Sweat and Montez Sweat comparable in terms of just, all right, what are their trade value and what they would net from interested teams. Other guy I'm looking at here, Bradley Chubb. The Broncos traded Bradley Chubb to the Dolphins for a first round pick in 2022. Chubb was in his age 26 season. Okay, there's this thought that Bradley Chubb has been like an all-pro player year in and year out. I mean, if you look at that trade, the previous season, Bradley Chubb had zero sacks in seven games. He had 7.5 sacks the year before. The year before that, he had only played in 4 games. He had all kinds of injury issues. He had played 25 games the previous 3 seasons, and the Dolphins still gave up a first-round pick for Bradley Chubb. And, oh, by the way, they knew they had to pay him as well. It wasn't like he was on a team-friendly contract for years to come. So they had to pay Bradley Chubb also. So that's another one to look at. And then if you're looking at the floor, last year, for half a season of Chase Young, the 49ers gave up a 3rd-round pick. So, like, that's the absolute... I mean, I don't even think Howie Roseman would consider that a 3rd-round pick for Josh Sweat. That would really, really surprise me. Now, here's the caveat. Is there something behind the scenes? Now, whether it's injury-related, we know Josh Sweat had the big injury issue coming out of Florida State, so there could be something there. There could be a medical issue where they say, all right, we're not going to pay this guy big money. Other teams, no, this isn't a guy we want to invest in. At the same time, you know, Josh Sweat has been a durable player in recent years. When you look at it, I mean, I'm looking at it here last season, 17 game starter, previous 2 seasons, 16 games, each of those. So this is not somebody who has missed a lot of time. He, you know, his rookie season in 2018, he played in only 9 games. Since then, he has played in 16 plus games in 4 or 5 NFL seasons. He's played in at least 14 games in every single NFL season. Now, that's not everything. Again, teams could look at it and say, all right, this isn't going to age well. He's only got so many snaps in his body. I don't know. Les Bowen, I saw, tweeted that, you know, he's reported on this. He's written about this, that people around Josh Sweat feel like the knee is okay now and that it's not a major issue. That might be different than how other teams view it. I don't know. But the other last thing I'll mention here is Brandon Graham, I think it was a WIP interview he had last season where he had something about like, hey, not everyone has to be best friends in our room, which you're like, well, what is he talking about? So we know that there were obviously issues with the culture, with the locker room for the Eagles last season. Now, I'm not saying any of these guys are a bad guy, Josh Sweat, Hassan Reddick, or whatever. I mean, these were 2 key players on a team that made the Super Bowl on a defense that performed very well for the most part in 2022. So I don't want to jump to any of those conclusions, but obviously, you know, that's something else to always keep in mind. But bottom line here, I add all that up. I add, you know, I'm looking at the Montez Sweat deal trade. I'm looking at the Bradley Chubb trade. I'm looking at the Chase Young trade. I add it all up, and I think you're looking at a top 50 pick for Josh Sweat if you're going to move him. I think there's a chance you get a late first, but certainly an early second round pick. If I'm not getting that, I don't know why you would make the deal again, unless I'm just at an information deficit, which is always possible, and there's something I don't know about here. So that's what I view as the trade value. Other people strongly disagree with me. Maybe I will be proven wrong, but that's what I think you're looking at in a potential Josh Sweat trade. All right, let's take a little quick little break, come back, and I want to talk about the Eagles' overall plan given these trade rumors.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth, plus view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, we're back on the Ringers Philly special. So now that we know these rumors are circulating, they're in the air, they're flying. I would expect at this point, I guess it would be a pretty big surprise if both Josh Sweat and Hassan Reddick were members of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2024. Both of them. I think there's certainly a decent chance that at least one of them stays, but it doesn't look like, given what we know at this moment in time on Saturday afternoon, that both of them are likely to be back on the Eagles. So it's clear that the Eagles are reshaping that position, reshaping that room. Okay. They did re-sign Brandon Graham. That was a bit of news on Saturday as well. Pretty funny. That gets, that surfaces in the middle of all these defensive end rumors. Hey, Brandon Graham's coming back. There's a bit of good news. So Brandon Graham, everybody loves Brandon Graham, rotational edge defender, will be back in the mix again next season for the Eagles. So right now you have Brandon Graham, you have Nolan Smith, where I'm seeing a lot of open a room for, like, Nolan Smith did not show anything for the Philadelphia Eagles as a rookie. That doesn't mean he's bad. That doesn't mean, he's a bust, anything like that. But the guy could barely get on the field. I mean, he had one sack and three quarterback hits in 17 games this season. Okay. He played 16% of the defensive snaps in 2023. Don't you think that if they were having issues with Reddick and Sweat and Nolan Smith was just a beast in practice, and they were saying, we got to find a way to get this guy on the field, don't you think he would have played more than 16% of the defensive snaps, specifically on a team, by the way, second half of the season? I mean, that stretch run, they couldn't get any pass rush. They had no pass rush. Don't you think that if they thought that Nolan Smith could give us a little bit of juice here, that they would have at least taken a shot on playing him more? I mean, they got rid of Derek Barnett. You thought they were opening room for him, and then he still didn't play. So I would say, can we just pump the brakes a little bit on, like, they're doing this, and it means, Nolan Smith, they're ready for Nolan Smith to have a bigger role. Now, maybe it does. I thought Nolan Smith was a fun player coming out of Georgia. I had some concerns for sure about the size and how he's going to match up. Maybe he's going to be a great fit for Vic Fangio. He does bring that versatility. He brings that athleticism to the table. So it's possible they envision a bigger role for him, but I would just say we haven't seen it at all yet. So that is certainly a question mark. So you have Graham, you have Nolan Smith, and then you have Reddick and Sweat in limbo. So here are the questions I had when I was thinking about, all right, what's the plan now? What is this telling us that Howie Roseman, somebody who has over-invested in this position in the pass rush in the past, is now potentially considering trading one or two players who, again, were not good down the stretch last season, but overall have been very good players for this organization? So first thing that came to mind, is this just a Vic Fangio thing? Are they just trying to shape the roster to Vic Fangio's vision? Josh Sweat is not someone who looks comfortable at all dropping into coverage. When we had Sean Syed on to explain the Vic Fangio system, one of the big things was, yes, the edge defenders in this defense are going to be dropping into coverage. Not going to be 50% of the time, but it's going to be something that they're asked to do. So does Vic Fangio just look at it and say, this guy's not going to be able to do what I want him to do? If you can get something for him, look into it, because we don't need to be paying him that kind of money when he's not going to be an asset for me, given how I want to run this defense. So it could be as simple as that, but that could be a big factor. I mean, I would imagine Vic Fangio is having a monster say in the types of players he wants. Now, this carries risk, because if you're trading away good players and you think it's because they don't fit the defense you want to run, and then a year from now, let's say the Eagles stink in 2024, a year from now, everyone gets fired, you bring in new coaches, you bring in a new scheme. Well, now you just gave away good players because you didn't think they were scheme fit. So that's always a little bit of the concern there. It's a fine line. Yes, you want players who match what the coordinator wants to do, but at the same time, from an organizational perspective, if you're getting rid of good players for that reason, that's going to carry some risk as well. So that's one question I have. How much of it is just a Vic Fangio thing? Two, have the Eagles had a bigger, have they had bigger conversations about their roster construction philosophy given the way the NFL has changed? This might be the most interesting question to me. Okay. Because here's what I'm trying to say. Previously, Howie Roseman, it was all about investing up front and hitting the quarterback. Priority number one, two, and three, make sure you're buttoned up front. You want to have a top five defensive line, a top five pass rush, and then you'll figure everything else out. That's the way it's been for 20 plus years with the Philadelphia Eagles. However, things change, teams change, schemes change, the league changes, and we have seen how the best offenses attack the middle of the field. It is hard to get by when your linebackers stink and when your safety stink. You get exposed by the best offensive coaches in the NFL. Now, does this mean that they say, you know what? Let's reallocate some of these resources. Let's invest a little bit more in linebacker and safety and make sure that we are able to cover the middle of the field better than we have in the past. And we'll have to figure out some things up front. We might have to scheme up some things with the pass rush, but we think that's the best way to play in the year 2024. I'm not saying that's what it does mean. I mean, it certainly could have nothing to do with that, but that's something that's on my radar as we look at what the Eagles are going to do here going forward with shaping the defensive personnel on this roster. And then the final thing, what's the actual plan at edge if they move on from Sweat and or Reddick? Jeff McLean of The Inquirer says, you know, his reporting is that it's not necessarily an either or situation. They could look to trade both these guys, which would really be quite a signal that, man, they are reshaping this roster and a key position in a big, big way. Now, Diana Rossini of The Athletic mentioned Bryce Huff. So let's do a little background on Bryce Huff. I think I am lower on Bryce Huff probably than the consensus out there. I had him 23 in my free agency rankings, which I haven't looked at all of them, but I'm pretty sure that's probably lower than most other people who put out those types of rankings. So what was the reason? Bryce Huff had a terrific season in 2023. This is edge defender from the New York Jets. He had 10 sacks, 21 quarterback hits. If you look at like pass rush win rate, like all the advanced metrics are very good on Bryce Huff. However, his previous three seasons, he had 7.5 sacks total and 22 quarterback hits total in his previous three seasons. Okay, so you have to look at this and make the determination, is this an ascending player where last year was just the start of what he's going to be, or was last year a bit of an outlier season? So that's one question why I'm a little bit buyer beware with Bryce Huff. And then the other thing is, Bryce Huff played 42% of the snaps last season. He's never played more than 51% of the snaps. So if the plan is to replace someone like Hassan Reddick or Josh Sweat with Bryce Huff, I have concerns because he has not proven to be a full-time player on the defenses he's been on with the New York Jets. I mean, don't you think Josh Sweat and Hassan Reddick, their, you know, per snap pass rush metrics would look a lot better if they only had to play, you know, whatever it was, 42% of the snaps? I do. If they were rotational pass rushers and they could just go all out on those plays, I think their numbers would look pretty interesting. So that's something else I'm keeping an eye on, because there is a projection with Bryce Huff. You know, Jason Fitzgerald of Over the Cap has him at $17 million per year as his projection for what it's going to take to sign Bryce Huff. If you're paying him that much money, you are expecting him to not be a rotational pass rusher. You are expecting him not an every down player, because obviously you rotate guys up front, but certainly up over, you know, 60, 65% of the snaps you're expecting with Bryce Huff. So there's a projection there and there's some risk there replacing Sweat or Reddick with a guy like Bryce Huff. So we'll say maybe Bryce Huff has a good agent and, you know, all this stuff is circulating. And, you know, maybe that's not the guy that the Eagles are targeting, but I don't know. There has been a lot of smoke there. Diana Rossini obviously knows what she's talking about. So I would imagine that there is plenty of interest there, whether there's already, you know, they had conversations in Indianapolis that, hey, this is the most likely landing spot. And it's just a matter of until we get to Monday at noon before it gets reported, we shall see. One other place where my mind went with this Josh Sweat rumor, Brian Burns. Longtime listeners know I have been a big fan of Brian Burns since he was drafted in the first round. So where do things stand with a guy like Brian Burns? The Panthers used the franchise tag on him, okay? I think that Brian Burns is going to get traded. Those of you who listen to Extra Point Taken, you know I've been banging this drum for weeks now. It's just, they've had so much time to come to terms on a long-term deal with Brian Burns, a young pass rusher who should be entering his prime now, who you drafted. Like, I mean, are those conversations going to lead to a long-term deal? Maybe it does happen sometimes where eventually it gets done, but I just feel like there's going to be such a trade market for Brian Burns. Remember, 2 years ago, the Rams offered 2 first-round picks for Brian Burns and the Carolina Panthers said no. Last season, Panthers aren't going anywhere. Teams are calling on Brian Burns. Adam Schefter reported at least 5 teams called the Panthers about Brian Burns. They did not trade him. I think this is a player that the league loves, that the league views very highly. He's 26 years old. Since 2019, 12th in the NFL in sacks, 12th in the NFL in quarterback hits. I think his best football could be ahead of him. I think he's got defensive player of the year level upside. His film is awesome. That would feel like a very Howie move to me. Get draft capital back for Sweat and or Reddick, and then send some of the draft capital. I think it will take at least a first to get Brian Burns to the Carolina Panthers for Brian Burns. Now, you have to pay Burns in the neighborhood of $30 million per year. So that is a huge investment, but this is a building block, superstar type of player you would be investing in. So that's something I've got my eye on. Now, again, I think there's going to be a lot of demand for Brian Burns. I think that there are other teams to watch, the 49ers, the Rams, that maybe you get outbid. But if you're getting some draft capital back for Sweat or Reddick, I could see the Eagles and Howie Roseman then turning around and saying, okay, now we feel better about giving up a first-round pick to the Carolina Panthers, getting Brian Burns, and then we can still add young players to our roster in the second and third rounds. If you're looking at the rest of the edge market, Jonathan Greenard of the Texans is a guy I am a big fan of, 27 years old, ascending player, great film, 12 and a half sacks, 22 quarterback hits last year. So that is another player that maybe you keep an eye on if the Eagles are going to go in a different direction. So there you go. I think we're going to learn a lot here. We are going to learn a lot about what Vic Fangio wants, about how the Eagles view this roster, about Howie Roseman's roster building philosophy, all those things based on what they do here with Josh Sweat and Hassan Reddick. If they make a trade, of course we'll be back. We will do an emergency pod if that's the case. Otherwise, stay tuned Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whenever the Eagles make moves here, whether it's trades, whether it's agreeing to terms with free agents, we will be back on the show to break it all down. We'll rope Solak in for those shows during the week. All right. If you missed our show on Perfect Eagles Off Seasons, check that out. That is in your feed. Solak and I recorded that on Friday. If you have takes on whether clean-shaven Jalen Hurts bears any resemblance to me, chime in with those. You know, we posted, Cliff made a great video. We posted that on my Instagram at Sheil Kapadia. People are voting, right? Last I checked, it was like over 70% agree that clean-shaven Jalen Hurts looks a little bit like me. I don't know. We'll see if it continues that way. There are some people who vehemently disagree, but I think it's going to be a very active next week for the Eagles with all this stuff going on. We will have it all covered here on the Ringers Philly Special. Thanks to Ace Producer Cliff Augustine for getting this up on a Saturday afternoon. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.